हरि ओम आप्यायन्तु मम अंगानि
आप्यायन्तु मम अंगानि
वाक् प्राणचक्षुः
वाक् प्राणचक्षुः
श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि
श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि
सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं
सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं
माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम्
माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम्
मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत्
मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत्
अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु
अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु
तदात्मनि निरते
तदात्मनि निरते
य उपनिषत्सु
य उपनिषत्सु
धर्माः
धर्माः
ते मयि सन्तु
ते मयि सन्तु
ते मयि सन्तु
ते मयि सन्तु
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. We read the 14th one, 14th section. Yatha Soumya,
Yatha Soumya,
Purusham,
Purusham,
Gandharebhyah,
Gandharebhyah,
Abhinatta Kshamaniya,
Abhinatta Kshamaniya,
तं ततो
तं ततो
अतिजने विसृजेत्स
अतिजने विसृजेत्स
यथा तत्र
यथा तत्र
प्राङ्वा
प्राङ्वा
उतङ्वा
उतङ्वा
अथराङ्वा
अथराङ्वा
प्रत्यङ्वा
प्रत्यङ्वा
प्रत्मायीत अभिनत्थाक्ष
अभिनत्थाक्ष
आनीतः
आनीतः
अभिनत्थाक्षो विशिष्टः
अभिनत्थाक्षो विशिष्टः
तस्य
तस्य
यथाभिनहनम्
यथाभिनहनम्
प्रमुच्य
प्रमुच्य
प्रभ्रूयादे
प्रभ्रूयादे
एतां दिशं गन्धारा
एतां दिशं गन्धारा
एतां दिशं व्रजेति
एतां दिशं व्रजेति
सक्रामात् ग्रामं पृच्छन्
सक्रामात् ग्रामं पृच्छन्
पंडितो मेधावी
पंडितो मेधावी
गंधारा नेवोप
गंधारा नेवोप
संबत्येत
संबत्येत
एवमेव
एवमेव
इह
इह
आचार्यवान पुरुषो वेद
आचार्यवान पुरुषो वेद
तस्य तावदेव
तस्य तावदेव
चिरं यावन्न विमोक्षेत्
चिरं यावन्न विमोक्षेत्
अथ संपत्स्य इति
अथ संपत्स्य इति
सय एषः अणिमः
सय एषः अणिमः
एतदात्म्यमिदं सर्वम्
एतदात्म्यमिदं सर्वम्
तत्सत्यं स आत्मा तत्त्वमसि
तत्सत्यं स आत्मा तत्त्वमसि
श्वेतकेतो इति भूय एव मां
श्वेतकेतो इति भूय एव मां
भगवान् विज्ञापयत्
भगवान् विज्ञापयत्विति
तथा सौम्येति होवाच
तथा सौम्येति होवाच
दे 13th सेक्शन थ्रू द साल्ट एग्जांपल The teacher pointed out that what cannot be known through one particular pramana can be known through other pramana. So, when it comes to salt and water, it is understandable because it cannot be seen, it cannot be touched, it cannot be smelled, or it cannot be heard. All the four is not working. Only one works, that is taste. That alone works. And the same theory if you apply for Bhagavan, Sat Paramatma, all the five senses will not work. Either taste, also the taste also, you cannot taste Brahman. So therefore, we have to use another pramana. That pramana is Acharyavan Purusho Vedaha. So Vedaha is going to, that's the last line there, 14th one. So now here to elucidate that point, Acharyavan Purusho Vedaha. So one has to get guidance, instruction from a guru. So Acharyavan Purusho Veda also, the statement, the Shruti should have so told directly. Veda is the pramanam, Shabda is the pramanam, directly he could have said. But the Shruti is not telling Shabda is the pramanam directly, but it is using Acharyavan Purusho Vedaha. Shruti itself will not become a pramana to the student. Because if the Shruti is learned directly by a student, it will not give him the right knowledge. That's why Shankaracharya said, Panditopi, even if you are a Panditaha or a Vedatnyaha, even then you should not approach or study the Shastras Swatantrena na kuryat, it is said. So independently, you should not study the Shastra. Because of so many contradictions are there. When you read the scriptures, there are so many contradictions. Sometimes the teacher will tell this, the Atma is to be seen with your mind, it is said. Atmanneva atma pachyati ityadi. So, Atmana Atmanam Pashyati. Statements are there. One has to know truth through with your mind. The Atmasapta is used as a mind there. But then, Yato Vacho Nivartante Aprapi Manasa Saha Anandam Brahmano Vidvan. So, that truth from where the mind come back along with the words. So, which is the mind cannot see. Mind cannot appreciate, words cannot reveal, mind cannot reveal. So such statements are also there. So there, if you read yourself, there are so many contradictory statements. If you read Keno Upanishad, there are more contradictory statements are there. The person, Ajnanaha, the one who is Ajnani, he knows. Jnani doesn't know, it is said. Now this is a terrible statement. So the student will get confused. Therefore, a teacher presiding over the teaching has to be there to communicate properly, make the Shastra alive. So otherwise, scripture by themselves will not be able to bless the student. Therefore, the Shruti says, Acharyavan Purusho Vedaha. Now, story here is Mantra 1. So Gandhara Desha, a person belonging to Gandhara Desha, from there he was kidnapped and blindfolded, removed off his possession and left him in the middle of a forest. Now, how will he come back? This is the story. Abhinathaksham means blindfolded from Gandharebhya, Gandhara Desha, Pratmayita. And what he did? He shouted. He shouted in different direction. Prangva, Udangva, Athangva, Pratyangva. So he is moved. He shouted eastern direction, southern direction, northern direction, western direction, all direction. Because he doesn't know where people are. So he shouted loudly. Now, this crying like this, thus crying like this, so crying is compared to prayer, okay? At that point we'll see, the subjective law meaning will come to that. So because of this crying, due to his punyam, whatever punyadi he has done, merit, someone came up, and untied him and removed his blindfold and advised him the direction. So, for the direction is Tasya Yadabhinalanam Pramutya Prabhruyadedam Disham Gandhara Edam Disham Vrajeti. So even though the direction is given, etam disham vrajeta, please go in this direction. So after untying him, and this person who came, and he pointed out the direction, this way you go, you will reach Gandhara Desha. So, etam disham vrajetha. So, then, the Shruti says, even though the direction is given, because of the forest, it may not be a direct path. It may be a winding path sometime. Suddenly it will go into a, downhill, and then afterwards you get lost totally. There may not be a paved path, etc. in the forest. There is no real path. So direction is given, that is all. So he has to use his own discretion. That is why Medhavi Purushaha, he should have that Uha Moha Vichakshana. That person has to be a person who is in thinking independently. One should have that ability to think independently. So instruction is given, all right, but then unless one do mananam properly and think properly, and you will not be able to achieve the goal or reach the goal. So therefore, in between, he has to make sure that he is in the right direction. He should ask now and then to people who are in the village. You must have seen that when you are driving, you get lost. The men do not like to get down and ask, but ladies always do that. So, this now that you have a GPS, but then GPS also you can't trust. Once I went, GPS told me to go further, and then suddenly I saw there is a lake in front of me. Now go ahead, it is. Now what is that? So you still need some guidance. So first upadesha is etam disham vrajeta. Please go in this direction. He having heard the direction, he should be medhavi. One should use his common sense, discrimination. Only then, because the teaching is the same, but some get it, some do not get it, isn't it? You will see that in the same class, one is able to appreciate it immediately. Other person, even after explaining many times, after clearing his doubt, even then he doesn't get it. This is the problem because of lack of medhavittam. So, we have seen in our ashram, the course, Vedanta course, people who have done PhD and all that, they have so much problem. Every time they will come up with, what if like this, what if like this, like that, so many questions come. People who have done only simple graduation, they understand very well. There is no question. There is nothing to do with education, okay? So here, uha poha vijachraha methavi. Even so, say this example is to be is used for showing our condition. So in the forest of the body, which has come into being as a result of association of fire, water, food. See, this is the creation theory in Chandogya Upanishad we saw. From that sat came fire, from fire came water, from water came food, it is said. Food means prithvi here. So, this is a combination. Our body is a combination of these three elements. And with sat, of course, the enlivening factor is sat. Possessed of the nature of the self of the universe, sat is the enlivening factor. Now, with his eyes bandaged or tied up by the cloth here is the cloth of delusion. Because he is blindfolded, because of his delusion, the ignorance. He is bound by the rope of craving, trishna. And like wife, children, relation, relative, money, prosperity, wealth, position, status, etc. These are the robbers. Dragged by robbers are good and evil. Because in the mind, both are there. Good virtues also there, evil also there. And there is a continuous war going on between the two. And sometime the evil wins, sometime the good wins. So this robbers dragged by robbers like good and evil, the ropes are the bandhanam. Bandhanam like wife, children, family, etc. These are the bandhanam. The robbers are good and evil. And he cried out. He cries out. Sometime I am happy, I am sorrowful, I am worn out. And he cry out for the help, for the help of Lord Bhagavan. Oh Bhagavan, please help me, take me out of this misery. Iti. So the crying is like prayers. So we do pray to the Lord. Whenever we are in trouble only we pray, otherwise we don't pray. So most of the time. And when you are in trouble, the prayer becomes very intense, deeper. With feeling we pray. But other time also we pray, but the feeling will not be there. So, through his crying prayers, he gains some punya. And as a result of the punya, Lord sent a guru. Like Sitaji, when she was separated from the Lord, she cried for Bhagavan. Continuously prayed to Bhagavan. As a result of that, Bhagavan sent Guru, our Hanumanji. So Hanumanji stands for Guru because he is Lord Shiva. So Sadashiva Samarambham Shankaracharya Mudhyamam Asmadacharya Parindam Vande Guru Paramparam. So our Hanumanji Guru is such that he doesn't take the disciple to the Guru or to the Lord. He brings the Lord to the disciple. That is the greatness of Hanumanji. Rama Milaya Raj Padadina. So this prayer, because of that, Lord sent someone, a Guru, to guide him out of this samsara forest. And he teaches, you are not this samsari, you are that truth. Having heard this, that medhavi, he has to contemplate, he has to reflect. So sometimes we hear the teaching, but we don't do mananam. Because of lack of mananam, the clarity will not come. So shravanam is very important. So that's why in the Kaivalya Upanishad, Shraddha Bhakti Dhyana Yoga Avehi. So with Shraddha one should listen to the Shastra. With Bhakti one should reflect upon the Shastra. Then Dhyana Yoga. Then only Dhyana becomes fruitful. Dhyana is not for realizing the truth. That is, most of the people misunderstand. We think that through meditation alone we can realize the truth. Realization of truth takes place while listening to the teaching. And meditation is for removing the obstacles. All those kashaya that we have collected in the subconscious become an obstacle in the path of revelation of truth. So that is to be removed. That removal is only through meditation. So when you meditate, what happens? The superficial mind becomes quieter. Then comes the subconscious. The subconscious starts surfacing. Only then you realize the problem of meditation. Until then, we think it is all nice. But once the subconscious start coming, there is a halahal poison. In Palari Madhanam, you see, that's an example of meditation. Meditation is this Palari Madhanam. See, evil and good, both are churning. The milky ocean is your mind. And what comes first is the halahal poison. What did they do? They offered to Lord Shiva. Same thing we should do in the meditation seat. When our impurities come and surface, that's why when you advance in your meditation, you become highly sensitive. And it was reported Buddhist monks, they committed suicide and all that. There are so many places it is said. The reason is that when our Gurudev used to explain that, then he says, suppose this light, the bulb is only certain volt, let us say 80 volt or 60 volt watts, right? Now, if you increase that to 100,000 watt, then what happened? Even little dust you will see. Now you can't see anything. But when you increase the light, you will see small things. The same way when you meditate, what happened? Your mind will become like 1,000 volt. So small little problem becomes big. Somebody look at you, you get upset. Why? Because you become highly sensitive. Sensitivity is good, but you don't know how to handle it, it will be a problem. So, to appreciate a music, to appreciate a painting, to appreciate art, everything, fine things in this, even a literature to appreciate, you should have a sensitive mind. Without that, you can't appreciate. But at the same time, such sensitive people are difficult to handle. All musicians are difficult to handle. All poets are difficult to handle. Why? They are highly sensitive people. But that is where it is said, these are to be offered to the Lord in the meditation seat. So, this Siddha Bhakti Dhyana Yoga Avaihi. Here even though Upadesha is given to the student, but he has to use his own intelligence to reach, to come out of the forest. The direction is given. But that doesn't mean that direction also you have to walk. You can't sit there and say that, you know, where is Gandhara? No, you can't say. You have to walk. And in the process of walking, there may be so many obstacles that he come across. He has to overcome that using his common sense. So this is what is emphasized here. So this teacher teaches properly. Having heard this, he contemplates and he has to do the Panchakosha Viveka. In Taittiriya Upanishad, Panchakosha Viveka is given many, in different ways it is given. And he comes to know his self is that Brahman. Shishya has to be medhavi, means an independent thinker. Shastra shravanam with independent thinking will give rise to proper knowledge. So this is what is indicated with this example. Tasya tavadeva chiram yavanna vimokshe ada sambatsya iti. As for him, the delay is only until such time he is freed from the body. So that person, uhapoha vijakshana methavi, that person who, after listening to the teaching, reflect upon the teaching, and through his ability of discrimination, he appreciates the truth, then afterwards, he is waiting for the body to fall down. That is all. Nothing else. Tasya tavadeva chiram yavanna vimokshe atha sambatse. Until the body falls down, he is as though bound, but is not bound. But once the body falls down, he is videha mukta. So he is free from that body also. He is totally free. So, and he at once attained that Sat Paramatma. He will attain videha mukti, Brahma Nirvanam Adhikachati. Then the third mantra is the same, that which is this subtle principle. All this world as that, as itself, that is the truth. So that Sat, which is the support of the whole universe, that support is your support. In fact, that is your real nature. Tattvamasi Shvetaketo. Here also Shvetaketu asked for repetition. Bhagavan, I have not understood. Please explain further. So the teacher immediately agrees. Yes, I will explain to you. So that takes us to the 15th chapter. Now here the question is, Sangati is, what happens when a jnani dies? Here Upanishad points out that it is exactly like a jnani dies. So death of a jnani, ignorant person like us, death of a jnani, that particular incident called death has no difference. Both are same. Then what is the difference? There is a difference. So that is what is being discussed in the 15th section. Purusham saumya.
Purusham saumya.
Utaha.
Utaha.
Utaha. Upatapinam.
Upatapinam.
Nyatayaha.
Nyatayaha.
Paryupasate.
Paryupasate.
Janasi mam janasi.
Janasi mam janasi.
Mamiti.
Mamiti.
Tasya yavanna.
Tasya yavanna.
Vang manasi.
Vang manasi.
Sampatyate.
Sampatyate.
Manapranaha.
Manapranaha.
Pranas.
Tejasi
Tejaparasyam
Tejaparasyam
Devatayam
Devatayam
Tavajjanati
Tavajjanati.
So layam yati. The four type of layam, merger into Brahman, happens. So one is daily lamp, that is sleep. Then death. When death happens, also Antakarana merges with Brahman. When pralayam happens also, all the jivas merges with Paramatma. Then the fourth one is Jivan Mukti Avastha. That is Atyantika Pralayam. So Naimittika Pralayam, daily prayer, the pralayam also. So Naimittikam, Atyantikam, then Dainika Pralayam, something like that is there. These four type of pralayam is there. So one is daily, day of sleep. Second is death. Third one is Brahmaji goes to sleep, pralayam. Then fourth one is he merges with Paramatma. These are the four type, Atyantika Pralayam. So first three. The daily, death, then pralayam, all the three, jivatma takes a dip and he comes back. Only in atyantika pralayam he doesn't come back. All of the three, sleep we come back, death also the jiva come back, pralayam of Brahmaji, Brahmaji sleep also, all the jiva, and he wakes up, everybody come back. But only in Jivan Mukti Avastha, the jiva doesn't come back. Now, the teacher Uddalaka says, dear boy, the relatives of a man who is ill assemble around him and ask, do you know me? Earlier also there was a demonstration, but that was about the sleep. But here it is death. So, do you recognize me? So, people, at that, you know, this is what the problem is. When a person, the antakalecha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram, it is said. So, at the time of death, you remember me, you will come to me. This is Bhagavan promise. Let us say this patient lying down in the bed, he remembered the statement of Bhagavan, he tried to remember the Lord. At that time, the relatives comes and shake him up and say, hey, do you know me? You remember me. Poor thing, you know, he tried to remember the person. Instead of remembering that person and looking at his face, he should remember the Lord. No, but that, even relatives won't allow you to do that. Because of their love for you, but then that becomes problem. But as long as the speech is not merged in the mind, the mind in prana, prana in fire, and fire in the supreme deity Sat, so long does he know him. So, if suppose somebody asks, do you recognize me? How will he speak? If the speech is withdrawn, so before death, all the faculties one by one get withdrawn. Only the Golakam will be there. See, the eyes, Golakam will be there, but eyesight will not be there. The speech, the tongue will be there, but the ability to speak will not be there. So, this is what is it. As long as it is there, once it is withdrawn, so the speech, the power of speech is withdrawn to the mind. The mind is withdrawn to, mind is the Prithvi Tattva. Prithvi Tattva means food. So out of food alone, mind works. Food is not there, mind doesn't work. Try fast, you know, there was a demonstration. This person fasted, the Svetaketu fasted 1 month, he could not remember one word of Taittiriya Upanishad. But then slowly he started eating, he could remember one. So the food, so mind. So this walk is withdrawn to the mind. Then mind is withdrawn to fire. The fire is withdrawn to, no fellow, mind is withdrawn to water. So water is withdrawn to fire. Fire is withdrawn to Sat. So this is the way a jiva lives. So sambatyade merges. Earlier also same topic was discussed in the 8th section, but then the topic was sleep. Now it is death. Now then, when the speech is merged in mind, mind in prana, prana in fire, fire in the Supreme Deity, then he does not know, he does not know them at all. He don't recognize. That is what he said in the second mantra. Atha yadasya
vang
manasi sambatyate manaprane
pranastejasi
tejaha parasyam
devatayam atha
na janati
saya esha
anima
etadatmyamidam sarvam
tat satyam
sa atma
tattvamasi
shvetaketo iti
bhuya eva
ma bhagavan
vijnapayatviti
tatha saumyeti
ovacha. So when his speech is merged in mind, the mind in prana, prana in fire, fire in sat, he does not recognize. So mind is prithvi tattvam, prana is jala tattvam. Jalam resolves into agni, agni tattvam resolves into the sat paramatma. Once this takes place, he does not know anything. It is in the case of ajnani, he come back because the jivatva bhavana is retained. So therefore, all his samskaras are also retained in an unmanifest form. But for jnani, the root is the same. So for jnani also, he withdraws himself into mind. Mind withdraws itself into water, water tattvam, and then withdraws into agni tattvam, then merge with paramatma. But he doesn't come back. Because there is no residual vasana. Whereas we have the residual vasana. That's why in Bhattadri says in Narayana, this Kalanemi was killed by Bhagavan before. But he had this residual vasana, he became Kamsa. Even though killed by Bhagavan, but still. See, generally Bhagavan gave moksha to whoever he kills. But this fellow's vasana was so strong that he come back again. So like that, sometimes our vasanas are so strong, even Bhagavan's blessing sometimes, it doesn't work. But you cannot say it doesn't work, but next life he may get moksha. He got moksha afterwards. So Kamsa got moksha because of continuously was thinking of Bhagavan, because he was afraid of him. The fear, the emotion of fear, that made him realize the truth. So how, with what bhava you approach Bhagavan, Bhagavan never made any stipulation. Whatever be your bhava, you think of me, that is it. See, which religion will tell you this? That's the beauty of our religion. Now, the that existence, the third mantra, which is the subtle essence that all this world has for itself, that is the truth. That is the Atman. That thou art, O Svetaketu. For weird, sir, please explain it further to me. So be it, dear boy. Now, when the Shruti said, Ajnani and Jnani attain the Supreme the same way, but one come back and the other does not come back, what is the difference? One knows the truth, the other do not know the truth. Now, this is what is explained in the next section. So, the explanation to this particular point. So, the 15th section was, there is no difference between the death of a jnani and an ajnani. But one come back, other do not come back. Why it is so? That explanation is given in the following section. This is the last one, okay. Purusham Soumyeta
Purusham Soumyeta
Hastagrihitam
Hastagrihitam
Anayantya
Anayantya
Apaharshita
Apaharshita
Steyam
Steyam
Akarshid
Akarshid
Parashumasmai Tapateti
Parashumasmai Tapateti
Sayeti
Sayeti
Tasya Karta Bhavati
Tasya Karta Bhavati
Tata
Tata
Eva
Eva
Anrutam Atmanam Kurute
Anrutam Atmanam Kurute
So Anurta Bhisantaha
So Anurta Bhisantaha
Anrutam Atmanam
Anrutam Atmanam
Andardhaya
Andardhaya
Parashum Taptam
Parashum Taptam
Pradigrannati
Pradigrannati
Sadahyate Tha
Sadahyate Tha
Anyate
Anyate.
Now here again, the teacher is giving an example. So a person was caught thinking that he is a thief. Purusham saumyeda hasta grihitamam grihitam anayatya. So, a person was caught in front of the king thinking that he is a thief. The person suspected to have committed a theft. But he was brought to the king with the hands tied. The person who was caught, he denies, Aham na stenaha. Now how to prove? Olden days there was a method. Olden time there was a method, hold the red hot parachute. Axe. So, axe is, you know, kept in fire and a red hot when it comes, you hold this. What is that logic? If you are telling the truth, it will protect you. The truth will protect you. If it is false, then you will not be protected. In fact, the falsity of yours will kill you. So in the same way, now this why this example is given, in the same way, second record. Athayati
Tasya
karta
bhavati
Tata eva
Satyam
atmanam kurute Tasatyabhisandaha சத்யேன ஆத்மானம்
சத்யேன ஆத்மானம்
அந்தர்தாய
அந்தர்தாய
பரிஷும் தத்தம்
பரிஷும் தத்தம்
பிரதிக்ருண்ணாதி
பிரதிக்ருண்ணாதி
ச ந தஹ்யதே
ச ந தஹ்யதே
அத முச்சதே
அத முச்சதே.
Now, in the same way, if you are telling the truth, the Parashu, Tapta Parashu will not burn you, because the truth will protect you. If you are telling a lie, Tapta Parashu will not protect you, it will kill you. In the same way, the whole world is like a Tapta Parashu. What do you call? Burning axe. Hot Parashu axe. This world. One says, Aham Brahmasmi. That is the truth. As you enter into the world, touch the Parashu, will not burn you. Another says, Aham Jivosmi. It is a false. Then you enter into the world, what happens? It burns you. If you say, Aham Jivosmi, and touch the world like Parashu, you get burned. When that Jnani says, Aham Brahmasmi, he never get burned, even though he is in the world. That is the point the teacher is making. Then if he has not done that theft, then he makes himself honest. By sticking to truth, he gets himself covered by the truth and catches the red hot axe. He does not get burned. Then he is released. So, the same way, now the third mantra, last, where Shwetaketu is not asking to repeat. Sayatha tatra
Sayatha tatra
Nada hyetat atmyam idam
Nada hyetat atmyam idam
Sarvam tat satyam
Sarvam tat satyam
Sa atma tatvamasi
Sa atma tatvamasi
Shetaketo iti
Shetaketo iti
Tathasya
Tathasya
Vijatnya viti
Vijatnya viti
Vijatnya viti
Vijatnya viti.
Just as he who sticks to truth is not burned, so also a man of knowledge is not born again. So that was the question. The Sangati was, what is the difference between a Jnani's death and a Jnani's death? So a Jnani come back, Jnani doesn't come back. Because of what? The protection of truth. He become one with the truth. Become one with the truth also not correct statement. When you say become one with the truth means what? Separation is there, and at one given time and place you become one. There is an entry point. The entry point is there, then there is an exit point also will be there. So here it is not entry or exit. Not merger. The notion that I am different is removed. The difference is only in the notion. All the time he remains as Paramatma. Whether you know it or not, the nature is Paramatma. Like the salt example, all the time he was searching for salt, but while searching, what is that? Salt was there in the water all the time, but he was not able to experience it because lack of proper pramana. So here also Bhagavan is present in the whole creation. Not only creation, in you also. But that is why in Bhagavad Gita also, Arjuna was given this Jnana Chakshu. Divyam Dadame Chakshu. Because that divine eye is what? Jnana Chakshu. So we are looking at the same world, yet Jnani also looking at the same world. So Ramana Maharshi was also looking at the world. We are also looking at the world. We may sit with him and look at. But his vision of world and our vision of world is totally different. So what he sees in and through the name and form is Bhagavan. He never lose sight of it. What we see is, even though Bhagavan is there, what we get carried away is the name and form. So this is the difference. So it is not that you have to make a pilgrimage to Himalayas to realize the truth. But even though pilgrimage helps you in a different way, because pilgrimage is all that, it is a psychological treatment. Because you live in a cocoon and you live yourself, you create a shell around you. And nobody can touch it also, especially modern world. It is much worse. You see, olden times, village and all, if you are living, there is everything is khulla, you know, like everything is open. There is no secrecy. In India, you know, villages and all, this, everybody knows everything about everybody. There is nothing you can hide there. So, but here it is not that. There is a private life and a public life. The two lives are there. And the private life nobody can touch. And even if you want to talk to your wife, excuse me, can I talk to you? That is the situation. So we have created this shell around us. Now, how to get out of it? You go on a pilgrimage, what happens? You walk with a stranger. Then you start opening up, you know, your problem you will tell. Yeah, because you are walking together, you are alone, and he is a stranger, there is no harm telling him, because he is not going to carry the story to somebody. You have not seen him. So you open up, and then that person will tell you what worst story about him. What tragedy he has been through. And when you hear that tragedy, you feel what? My tragedy is nothing. Feel consoled. So it is a psychological treatment. You feel good. So this Bhagavan is present everywhere. The Lord is present everywhere. But we have to correct our vision and look again. And this is what Vedanta tells us. There is nothing to be created new. Bhagavan is not created. He is already there blessing us. And in fact, with his blessing alone, we are able to make this inquiry. The very inquiry itself possible because of his presence. And this inquirer, the seeker, is to be sought. So that is the point. Now, just as he who stick to the truth is not burnt, so also a man of knowledge is not born again. All this world has that as the self. That is the truth, that is the self, that the what? O Svetaketo. But Svetaketu is not asking again. So, Taddhaya Vijatnya. Vijatnyaviti, Vijatnyaviti. Svetaketu understood that. Yes, he repeats here second time to show that the teaching is entered. He understood that. Vijatnyaviti. So, anirta abhisandha, holding not false, satya abhisandha, holding, no, sorry, anrita abhisandha means holding on to false. Satya abhisandha means holding on to truth. So when you hold on to truth, then approach the world will not burn you. You hold on to false, then enter into the world will burn you. Now this is the Tattvamasi Mahavakya. So in the 15th section, we saw that the Jnani merges into Brahman at the time of death. In the sense, leaving the, shedding this body. Then there is no Punarjanma. This merging into Brahman is called Sat Sambhatti. The other Sat Sambhatti is different. There it is wealth. Sat Brahman Sambhatti here means merges. So sadhana jyoshte sampatti, there it means wealth. Here the sampatti is nirvanam eki bhavaha. So we had seen before that this sampatti takes place for an ajnani also. When ajnani dies also, he merges with Paramatma. Even in sleep, he merges with Paramatma only. But later it was pointed out that during Maranam also, everyone merges into Brahman. Both Ajnani and Jnani merges in Brahman. Even the process of merging also same for both Jnani and Ajnani. Prana merges into Agnidattam, Agnidattam to Sattva, Sat, etc. Both goes to Brahman, but Ajnani come back. Jnaninam satsambhatti is atyantika satsambhatti. Never come back. Then what is the differentiating factor? Margam, merging, all remains the same. In the 16th section, the answer is given. One is Jnani and the other is Ajnani. One is Anrita Abhisandaha, the other is Satya Abhisandaha. He is holding on to truth, therefore he never come back. The Satyam that he protects him. So, analysis on the 16th section, first mantra, I am Jivaha is a fact. Then you test yourself by touching the Tapta Parishu, means this world. If you are holding the truth, it will protect you. Otherwise, all three tapas, Adidevikam, Adibhautikam, Adhyatmika tapas will burn you. What if you hold on to untruth? What is untruth? Aham Jivaha. This is untruth. So, Aham Brahmasmi. It is said here, not only Dahyate, it burns you, but Bhagavan put you into jail also. The king put you into jail. Samsara Karagrihe, he is thrown. And finally embraces death. We'll see some more analysis is there on this. Shankaracharya makes a very good analysis on this particular topic. We shall see tomorrow. Okay. Very nice analysis. Om. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம. ஹரி ஓம். Mm-hmm.